You know, I had a female decoder tell me a long time ago that she said the women's what keeps the system going. And I, at the time, I didn't understand what she meant, you know. I kind of had an inkling about it. I had a little bit of knowledge, but I thought about it over the years. And she was right. She couldn't. I said, what do you mean? She couldn't really explain it. And but over the years, I decoded and thought about it and meditated on how this whole thing. And it's not just the women. It's the flesh mind. It's the flesh mind of Adam and Eve. Eve is the flesh side of Adam, but you see, Cain and Abel were both men, but they were. You had Cain killed Abel, you know, which is the flesh mind. Cain couldn't face himself and admit he's the problem. So he wanted to kill Abel, and so it is today. The Freemasons and the Jesuits and the witches and the Kabbalists and the Caliphate, it's all a works-based salvation, just like Cain. And they cannot admit that they're sinners and that they have no ability to do anything. If you have any power, it's only Christ in you. And so the saints in Revelation 4, they throw their crowns down at the feet of Jesus because it's all Christ. They know that they couldn't do it. They know they fall short. They couldn't keep the law. Nobody can. The law was given to show you your sin. But most people, they cannot look in the mirror. So what she was trying to say is, she was saying, well, you know, the men sacrifice for the women, and the women want to have clothes and nice houses and nice stuff, you know, it's just stuff. Pretty pictures and pretty pocketbooks and pretty clothes and pretty shoes and all that. That's what they focus on, most women, not all women. And that's what keeps the system going, because the man's trying to please the woman. The woman's trying to please the man in the bedroom or in the cooking and the cleaning, and the man's trying to please the woman to give her more stuff. It's messed up. It's upside down reality. That's why Paul said it's better for a man to be single, you know, stay single. And it's better for the virgin woman to stay single, because you're trying to please, this is 1 Corinthians 7, you're trying to please the other person, which is impossible. And the Bible talks about it in 1 Corinthians 7. Your mind is divided. Pleasing God versus pleasing a spouse. You're trying to please God. If you're married, you're trying to please your spouse. And the two usually are not in agreement. Because usually one person's wanting the other one to do something that they want. And it's not God's will. It's really a trip, to be honest. And it's not just the women that want stuff. Men want tools they don't really use and never use and never need. They want stuff. They want stuff they never, the video games or whatever they play. It's like, it's obvious that if it wasn't for the women, we wouldn't have men would just live in a cave, you know? We'd just live in a cave and do our thing. Hunt. I'm sure we would invent, but it's not good for man to be alone, so God made a helpmeet suitable, but that word is not even discussed even in the churches. How can the women know what they're supposed to do if the preacher don't talk about it? That's your first principles. If you don't know the first principles, how can you function? Everything has a first principle, an archetype, an overarching pattern. God made man in his image. He took woman from the side and made a copy, a shorty, short. Took the woman from the side of man. I'm not saying a rib, I'm just saying the side. Made a help meet suitable, to suit up, to be suit able, suit, suitable. Follow suit in sequence, after, in suit, in cards. You have different, you got spades, you got hearts, you got diamonds, you got a suit. You go to work, you put a suit on. You suit up, a help meet suitable, to help, to help the man in his goal towards God, God Almighty. A help meet suitable, to follow after, not to lead, but to follow. Yeah, there can be advice and there can be communication about what do you think, and you know, you got your gifts, you have better gift, you know, the man says your gift is better in finances, or your gift is better in making food or preparing food, or your gift is better in whatever their gift is, you know. Has nothing to do with somebody being better than somebody else. It's different roles and different responsibilities. Break the words into part. A help meet, in other words, meet is to meet up together and be in unity together. And like you take a puzzle piece, one puzzle piece meets up with the other puzzle piece, it fits perfectly. A help meet suitable, fit together. Suit means to suit up, to follow. It's so easy. The first principles, people, wake up. You know why your country's falling apart? Because you don't go back to the first principles. You think you're smarter than God. You think you're smarter than the Creator. And the Creator wants your best, but you think he wants your worst. Queen bee syndrome is the worst, and it could be in the women or the men. The men try to, like a sister in Christ said, the men try to turn her into Jezebel. And the women try to turn him into Ahab. I've seen some men that are Ahabs. Their wife makes a lot of money, and they just do what she says, because she makes all that money. They turn into Ahab. They have no life goal. They don't have a website. They don't want to give out the good news. They just want to just play. They don't care about giving out the gospel. They're just playing. Their wife takes care of them. What happens when she dies? They don't think that far ahead. Sad, sad world.